We watch with nearly fanatical interest the political debates on our TV sets, backing one debater or the other and arguing over their performances. There are those who hurry home forgetting their groceries just so as not to miss one moment of the affair. The thing is, these political debaters on our TV sets do not come from Vieques or Marigot, but the USA. It is Obama versus Romney, not Skerrit and Edison James, that ramps up our adrenaline. When it comes to debates at our own election time, we face a no-no problem, because many actually prefer for selfish political reasons to hint or even boldly remark, no-no, that is too risky for their side, and no-no, it should not happen at all. During the 2005 election campaign, I was president of the Media Workers Association of Dominica, MWAD. And at a meeting set up between MWAD executive members and the then newly appointed PM Roosevelt Skerrit, we made a request to host debates and received a positive response. I then wrote similar letters formally inviting both Edison James, leader of the UWP, and himself to debate with a mutually agreed moderator when they could present their plans for development and explain how they would fulfill their election promises. James immediately consented, but the PM eventually responded with a no-no letter. I informed Edison James of the PM's decision, and that should have been all and done. However, a tsunami of condemnation was hurled at MWAD, propelled by the PM himself on a party political platform, that this was just a trick to denigrate him. Well, okay. Then why did the same no-no happen when another non-partisan organization made a similar request? But his fans saw little wrong with that, and so, apparent from the silence, did the rest of we the people. Are we therefore to look to a debateless future in our electioneering and an increase in CWO campaigning and trite deafening insignificance coming through humongous hi-fi speakers? Perhaps, since evidently we like it so. But why after the elections we the people expressed disappointment with the level of development and other things? We never listened for development plans and other things during the campaign. We were too busy CWOing and trashing our neighbor who backed another political party. What usually makes the headlines and song bites from an election campaign has little to do with development, but mainly personal silliness, wild promises, and fiction that passes as truth. Yet with no knowledge of how, when, and why, and where the candidates intend to lead us, or even our constituency, we the people dutifully cast ballots. Such knowledge of plans and programs could have come through a debate, even though just one time. One careless vote in our first-past-the-post system can change or reinstall a government. And as was said by John F. Kennedy, the ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all. As a boy, I recall the literary and debating club, which at school was a big thing. Topics that sent us doing research at the public library, which is a valuable aid to learning, but the place is now treated as if on permanent timeout. Out of that grew champion debaters at the Dominica Grammar School, like Julian Johnson, now chairman of the IPO, from whose lips I first heard the term terminological inexactitudes, which wowed the school audience, had the instructor's eyes popping and dictionaries protesting, until we learned that it was just a neat way of simply saying, "Man, you lying," and a host of other talented students from whom grammar flowed unhindered like honeyed water. From that wellspring emerged some of the best speakers who can think on their feet and would not be afraid running for cover at the mention of the word debate, but would in fact welcome it. Our candidates, however, seem quite content to remain as backseat drivers in the debate bus, feeling safe and confident that all we the people want is CO. The word parliament originates from the French parler, to talk, discuss. And the voters have a right to know that if elected, their rep could have no problem presenting their case in the House or in any forum. The lack of personal commitment, which could be wrangled from them on the record during a debate, allows parliamentarians to just sit back, collect a salary, drink milk, eat honey, and do what they are told just to flatter the leader. Platform shouting statements can get the crowd screaming hysterically, but it's not the place to find out about a candidate's ability or even capability to grasp, present, and dissect issues. It is the debate which allows a formal contest of argumentation and discussion of opposing views. In that instance, no party would dare run a campaign without offering a manifesto. As the world economy dumps, we cannot see war through an election as before. That it will ever happen is up to you, up to me, but we shall see.